In late September, Medford Airwave Senior High School student Michaela Kells, along with two other Medford Senior High School students, traveled to Washington, D.C. As part of that trip, Michaela had the honor to lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. In order to acquire this honor, Michaela had to write an essay. Here is Michaela Kells' essay.
The topic as of why I should be chosen as one of the layers of the wreath of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I think, is not about why I'm better than the other candidates that also want this opportunity, but also what this opportunity would mean to me. A majority of the people that have been in my life have served in some form of the United States. As a factor of that, I feel that I have gained respect for not just veterans, but for others as well. This respect I have learned, I believe, has benefited me in life to become a mature young adult and has helped me to better relate to others, to truly understand and feel the situation. Everyone has their own story. I know it's sometimes hard to realize, but everyone deals with their own stress, heartache, and pain. A lot of people spend their lives trying to decide who they really are. I think what people don't understand is that it is the people whom they have met and the experiences they have lived that shape someone's personality. Throughout my entire life, my dad has been in politics. A few years ago, he was voted out of his position, and for the first time in my life, unemployed. My dad had two options: feel bad for himself the rest of his life, or pick his head up and move on to the next thing. As a result, I have gained the characteristics of never giving up or determination. Last April, I created a group called Teens Talk Politics. The goal of this group is to connect the younger generation to politics and show politicians why they should care about the youth. We carry out our mission through our YouTube channel and Facebook page. I remember our first interview was absolutely terrible, and we couldn't upload the video onto YouTube because our camera broke. It was a month later, I felt like an absolute failure because no one had called or emailed me back about another interview or an idea for the channel. But I was determined not to give up. I called other politicians all day and put together a group meeting where we brainstormed and made goals. Today, we have over 190 likes on Facebook and have interviewed politicians from tiny assembly districts to U.S. senators. I believe one thing everyone has in common is potential. The potential to do big things. People say that everyone has a dream and life's worth living your dream. But to reach your dream, you must work hard and never give up. We don't know much about the man inside the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We don't know much about the other men surrounding him as well. But we do know that they gave their lives for American citizens, because they know, better than anyone, in the American Pledge of Allegiance, it states, "We are indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." All the soldiers that have ever died, that served for America, found their calling, their dream, and gave the ultimate sacrifice. Because of them, I was accepted into this program. I could fly here safely, and I could write this essay with freedom of speech. Like I said before, everyone has potential. It just takes the right person to release theirs and show the world what they're really worth. I would like to say that I found out who I want to be in this place, but the truth is, how do you really know what your calling is? Although I'm only 16 years old, I know I want to change this world for the better. I will treasure every opportunity I am given and fulfill any promise I grant. I may be just 16, but I know I am old enough to develop, empower, and inspire minds from all over the world. My goal in life is to die knowing I made a difference, just like all the soldiers have gone before me. My name is Michaela Kells, and I am from a small town in Wisconsin, but even though I am almost oblivious to the rest of the world, through experiences and people whom I've met, I know it takes one person to initiate change, and I'm ready to step up.